Hola, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a show about bar. Well, not, it's not about bars. It's about an alcohol from Peru, and it's called Pisco. And I'm here with JP. Hi, JP.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. But I don't know anything about Pisco.
Don't worry. We'll teach you. And we have Clay, that he is a specialist.
Hola.
Hola.
Wow.
Come on, Clay. You have a little more knowledge in Spanish than that?
A little bit. I can get around restaurants.
Okay. Hola.
Texas.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. ¿De qué nos vas a hablar hoy, Clay?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, what?
I don't know. Let's talk about something I do know about.
All right. How about Pisco?
I know about Pisco.
Okay. What can you tell us about Pisco?
All right. It is a liquor from Peru and Chile.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a dispute
that's a
they
start.
Have. Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Well, the thing is, it's known to be from Peru, but, you know, Chile and Peru, they have a dispute in it because before, when I was, like, back in colonization from Spain, Chile was part of Peru and, you know, so they started making the production there. So now they have this fight, but it's considered from Peru, mainly.
Okay. It's Peruvian.
Yeah, it's Peruvian, and it comes from that. The Quechua language. You know
Quechua,
what Quechua
that's
is?
That's the Andean language that they speak in the Andes.
That's right.
Wow.
Quechua.
Mm-hmm. So what does Pisco taste like?
So good, really.
Yeah?
Well, the alcohol, just the alcohol, I don't like it.
No?
What I like is Pisco Sour.
What
pisco
kind
sour.
Of Pisco did you have? Because it's like tequila. There's like different levels.
Well, I'll just have Pisco Sour. I don't know. So you tell me.
From okay. the well?
Well, you know, like in...
No.
You know, like tequila, they have the añejo, they have the reposado, and they have the blanco.
Mm-hmm.
So the different tiers. So there's also like there's a pure grain or a pure grade Pisco. They have like a mix of Pisco. And then for some reason, they use a lot of Italian grapes for this other one. I think they actually call it Italiano Pisco or something like that.
Wow, really?
And then, but it's clear generally.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pisco from Chile is more yellow in color. For what reason, I don't really know.
Okay.
It's kind of viscous. It's almost like a Sambuca.
A viscous, they mean like thick and
like
sticky?
It's you know what Sambuca? You know what
yeah,
Sambuca
yeah.
is, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's a little
yeah.
bit thicker, so...
Thicker than water.
Like the good pure Pisco from Peru is, again, this could be like a Sambuca. It's a little bit viscous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you drink a Pisco Sour?
That's the only way to drink it, because straight Pisco is kind of...
Well, they do, actually.
They do, actually.
In Peru,
you know,
they do.
I guess it would be like a... It's kind of like some people when they say, oh, tequila, that's so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you never but, mix tequila, right?
But a good tequila, you don't mix a good tequila.
Mm-hmm. You don't, but I mean, we have Paloma, what yeah. we call, and we mix it with like some kind of toronja, kind of.
Okay,
it's really
grapefruit.
Good. A grapefruit juice, and it's delicious.
But I think like any country that has their own liquor, the good ones, you don't mix.
Exactly.
If you go to Russia, you don't mix a good vodka. If you go to the Bahamas, you don't mix a good rum, you just drink it. So.
All right, but tell me about a Pisco Sour, because I've never had one.
Pisco Sour, it's kind of similar to the Brazilian, I don't know how to say this, Caipirinha?
Caipirinha.
Caipirinha. So it's used a lot. It's a very citrusy. It's got ice and whatnot, but it's different here because it's lemon juice. Well, that's the citrus. Egg white, that's the kind of different ingredient there.
Egg white.
I know, and you're thinking like egg white, like what?
Yeah, if you could see my face right now, I'm like,
It doesn't look very good.
Does egg white make it, does it make it foamier? Does it make it thicker?
It kind of is like a foamy meringue kind of thing going
okay,
on.
Okay, this is the first I heard that it has egg in it.
Yeah.
It's delicious, but
so that's where it gets that kind of the color, the whitish kind of color.
Okay.
So you add the lemon, the egg white, and a simple syrup. And if you've ever made like a meringue pie, it's basically sugar and egg white.
Okay.
So you kind of get that sweet... Meringue-ish flavor in there.
So it's Pisco Meringue.
No, JP.
Well, I don't
Pisco
know.
Sour. Delicious. Sour.
So you get a bunch of ice, you shake that sucker up, and then top it off with some bitters.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Bitters are coming back nowadays. People are starting to drink that again. For a while, bitters were out, right? Nobody drank bitters.
Okay, what are bitters?
Bitters are...
You don't know what a bitter is? JP will...
The bitters are the... It's the liquor that they use to make sours, right? Like a whiskey sour.
Oh.
They're very bitter tasting. I think it's...
But is it a liquor?
It is. It's a liquor that's infused with some kind of herb.
Do we know the name in Spanish?
Oh, I don't know the name of... No, I
it's
don't know the name.
It's actually from a Spanish country. It's from Venezuela.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
We have here another guest that is listening to the podcast, and he's here visiting from Venezuela. And I didn't know. And he just
came.
Oh,
he's from Venezuela.
Yeah, yeah. So he just told us what the name is. Okay, so what is the name?
Amargo de Angostura.
Amargo de Angostura. Is this is from Venezuela?
Yeah, it's from a city in Venezuela. It's called Ciudad Bolívar.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was invented. And I think Angostura was the old name of that city.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like that is the, there's bitter companies around, but that's like the biggest one.
Yeah.
Like every bar only has that brand, Angostura. Is that my, Angostura?
Yeah, yeah, but nowadays it's made in Trinidad.
Oh, really?
It's not made in Venezuela. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so they'll use it for, the only cocktail I ever mixed it with was this drink and also like a Manhattan uses bitters. I don't know why, but it's just a little splash. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Pisco sour, everyone. Please try pisco sour. So what else can you tell us about pisco, Clay?
Pisco you got to watch out for, though.
Why?
Can't really taste the alcohol.
Oh,
it
so it's
sneaky.
Sneak
up on ya.
Sneaky.
You, I don't think I'll ever give you one of those.
Really?
You'll just get silly.
You know, but I'm really good with sneaky alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
She's sneaky herself. I will vouch for that.
So
okay.
It's a sneaky one. Yeah, and again, both countries have them, but some people prefer the Peruvian. I say, you know what? Chilean has their wines. Give Peru their pisco.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the first time I heard from pisco, it was from Peruvians, yeah. Actually. Mm-hmm. So I usually used to go to this Peruvian place, and I would have, like, my ceviche, and then at the end, some nice pisco.
Nice. Mm. That sounds really good right now.
I know.
So can you get pisco in China?
I think so.
Let's work on that.
Yeah,
we'll have a pisco party. I'll be your bartender.
I'm yes, so please. Thirsty right now.
I know. Let's go. Let's just go drink. It's Friday. Anyway.
Even if it's not pisco, let's just go
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, let's just go. It's Friday. Anyway, guys, if you have any recipes for pisco, please go to SpanishPod.com and leave us all your comments and questions.
Thanks, Greg, for helping us out
yes,
here in the
thank
studio.
Thank you so much. So, okay.
What now about me?
I'm sorry.
It's my first time ever on Spanish Pod.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're in Studio Fiesta. Thank you so much for coming.
Anytime.
Okay. Hasta mañana.
Ciao.